Across Africa, northern Uganda has become a child's worst nightmare. An estimated 20,000 children have been kidnapped in the area in the past 18 years. Boys have been conscripted to fight in a regional rebellion, and girls have been forced to become sex slaves for rebel commanders. The war has killed tens of thousands of local residents and displaced at least 2 million people from their homes. And yet the fighting shows little sign of ending anytime soon. One cautionary note, descriptions in this story from reporter David McGuffin may be disturbing to some of you.
Yes, no, how are you?
These children in a rehabilitation center for child soldiers in Gulu, northern Uganda, are singing and playing now. Some of them are as young as 8. All have carried out or at least witnessed the worst kinds of atrocities on the orders of Joseph Kony. For the past 18 years, Kony has led an armed rebellion against the Ugandan government. He believes he was instructed to do so by the Holy Spirit. His rebels are called the Lord's Resistance Army, or the LRA. Patrick is 17. He escaped from Kony's forces in February. He was captured by the LRA in a raid on his village when he was 10. Twisted scar tissue on his neck, a bullet wound from that day, is a constant reminder of his past. After I was captured, he says, there was a boy from my village who was caught trying to escape. 8 of us from the village were told to beat the child to death. But when we reached him, he had already been killed, so they made us beat his dead body. After, we were told to smear ourselves with his blood. By forcing the children to commit such atrocities, the rebels believe they will become too ashamed to return to their communities. Of the 20,000 children the UN estimates to have been kidnapped in the course of this conflict, many have managed to escape. 7,000 have come through the doors of this rehab center alone, though many too have been killed or died in the bush. The Ugandan army puts the numbers remaining in the bush at up to 1,000. Julius Taboa is the program coordinator for the rehab center.
When children come here, first and foremost, the children are withdrawn. They hardly speak to fellow children and to the staff. They have difficulty in sleep. And in fact, if you come here at night, they fear that somebody is coming to attack them, somebody is coming, somebody is following them. Their lights stay on throughout. We don't switch off.
The camp's main aim is to provide a happy and loving atmosphere. Most of the children stay less than 6 weeks before being reintegrated into society, usually with their families. The girls tend to stay longest. Because many come with the offspring of LRA commanders they have been forced to sleep with. Evelyn is 23. She was captured 11 years ago. On her 14th birthday, she was given as a wife to the LRA commander Joseph Kony. He already had 25 others. Evelyn answers questions with a haunted, angry look in her eyes. Kony was a happy man, is all she will say. When asked if he treated her badly, she says yes, but won't elaborate. On a sling on her back is Mercy, her 2-month-old child from Kony. Evelyn never wants to see Kony again. She is afraid of him, but also in awe. I believe the Holy Spirit is in him, she says, because I saw many miracles. I saw him predict the future many times, especially about the outcomes of battles. Described as a cult more often than a rebel force, the LRA says it wants to overthrow the Ugandan government and institute a government based on the Ten Commandments. This makes negotiations almost impossible. Since the last peace talks collapsed in January, fighting and child abductions have flared up. Since March in northern Uganda, according to local authorities, 8 women had their lips and breasts cut off by the rebels. 49 children were abducted. The Ugandan army has not launched all-out assaults against the rebel forces because they are made up mostly of children. For the child survivors, a return to normal life isn't easy. Because of the war, 1.4 million people in northern Uganda live in squalid, overcrowded refugee camps. Julius Taboa, the rehab center coordinator, says this takes its toll.
Children still, as they go to the camps, we are still placing them in an environment which is not good. And some of them also, camps have been burning because of the constant fires. And also food has been a problem. And life in the camp is not that easy. So as you place these children back, the life in the family sometimes makes these children to regress, to relapse.
Patrick will be among those being reunited with his family in a camp.
Pien joma manen wabir ke gima bear gang wagen wenya no.
I don't expect life to be easy, he says. Many of the elders in my family were killed when I was abducted. My father was so badly beaten by the rebels that he was left unconscious. Since then, he hasn't been a normal man. But Patrick has hope. He points out that three of his cousins were killed by the LRA. At least he's still alive. Ask him what he wants to be when he grows up. He simply says he wants an education. Goals for former child soldiers here have to be modest, wedged as they are, between a life of terror and a future in which war still remains the dominant factor. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin in Gulu, Northern Uganda.